Welcome to the Greatness Gained podcast, where we cut through the fluff and give you the unfiltered strategies to build your business, your wealth, and your legacy. I am Jack Smith, the host of this show. For today's episode, I'm going to warn you right now. This one might sting a little, but it's the punch in the face most people need. So if you're sensitive or looking for comfort, this ain't it. Now let's go. You know what's worse than failing? Thinking you're winning when the game already changed. Most people live in a delusion. They find something that works once, and then they latch onto it like it's gospel. They stop learning. They stop adapting. They stop moving. And here's the cold truth. If you're not evolving, you're dying. Uber killed the taxi industry. Netflix slaughtered Blockbuster. Airbnb disrupted hotels. AI is coming for industries that thought they were safe. Education, law, copywriting, even coaching. It doesn't matter how successful you were last year. The market doesn't care. It only rewards relevance. Let's be real. Change is uncomfortable. It threatens your ego. It exposes the gap between what you think you know and what the world is actually doing. You built an audience on Instagram? Congrats. The algorithm changed. You are making six figures selling a course? Cool. Now people want communities, consulting, speed, AI integration. You had a booming agency? Sorry. Your clients want performance-based pricing now. People resist change because they associate it with loss. Loss of identity. Loss of certainty. Loss of comfort. But here's the truth bomb. Change doesn't cost you. Staying the same does. And the longer you delay, the more expensive the price becomes. Because the market will force change on you when you're no longer in control. So how do you stay ahead of the curve instead of constantly playing catch-up? 1. Build a bias toward action. Overthinkers lose. Fast implementers win. You see a trend? Test it. Try it. Build around it. You don't have to be first, but you better not be last. 2. Stay humble. Stay hungry. The moment you believe you've arrived is the moment you start falling behind. Stay a student. Study competitors. Watch behavior. Not noise, actual results. Winners don't chase shiny objects. They analyze what's working and optimize execution. 3. Treat change as a system. Make it routine to audit your business every quarter. Ask, what's working? What's outdated? Where are we becoming irrelevant? Evolve your offers. Refresh your marketing. Update your skills. Treat change as non-negotiable maintenance, like oiling a machine. You want to know who's sitting in the graveyard of forgotten businesses? People who say things like, I used to be big on Facebook. I used to have a best-selling course. I used to have a waiting list for my program. You don't want to be a used to. You want to be a what's next. And guess what? You don't need to have it all figured out. You just need to stay in motion. The edge isn't in knowing what's coming next. It's in being willing to pivot faster than everyone else once you see the wave. Let me say this plain. If you don't evolve, the market will evolve without you, and it won't send flowers. I've seen people cling to business models that don't work anymore because their pride couldn't handle starting over. I've watched experts get passed by students because they refuse to adapt to new tools. I've seen million-dollar businesses fall apart because they forgot one thing. The same level of thinking that got you here won't get you there. You're either on the offense, learning, growing, iterating, or you're on defense, hoping, coasting, and eventually losing. So let me ask you directly, what are you holding on to that's no longer serving you? What part of your business, your brand, or your mindset needs to be upgraded today? Don't wait for pain to make you change. Choose change before it chooses you. That's it for today. If this hit a nerve, good. That's how you know it matters. Make the decision to evolve now, before the world forces you to. Because at the end of the day, you've got two choices in business and in life. Change or be changed. If you found value in this episode, share it with someone who needs a wake-up call. Subscribe. Review, do the work. And I'll catch you in the next episode of Greatness Gained.